This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl.
There are, for those who are counting, 14 games in the National Football League, something like 50 NCAA games, and who knows how many high school and youth games this coming weekend and in the coming week. And nearly half of the people watching those games will be women. On the sidelines, though, and in the league and team offices, not quite so many, by which I mean not even close to as many women. Sam Rappaport is trying to change that. She is the Senior Director of Diversity and Inclusion at the National Football League. Sam, thanks for coming on the program.
Thank you. Appreciate you having me.
This is going to sound like a kind of a fundamental question, but why does the NFL want more women in football? What's the business case?
The business case really is to ensure that we're considering the entire talent pool when we are staffing our football operations positions and our business operations positions. And so previously, you know, women felt disenfranchised from some of these positions, and we're trying to build a bridge and connect them to people that could put them in a position to hire them.
Football is not without its challenges now, most specifically the idea of physical wellness of these players. How do you justify getting more people in to support and continue that system?
Yeah, I mean, it's the most popular sport in the country. There's no reason why the entire population shouldn't get involved if they so desire. And so, you know, me personally growing up, I was obsessed with football. I never missed a game. I always knew I wanted to work in the NFL. And so I want to make sure that if there are other young girls or people of color, people who are new to this country that have an interest in football, that they believe it's for them as well.
With all respect, Sam, you didn't answer the question, right? Because it's a tough time for football.
Yeah, I mean, I think that, you know, as far as it being a tough time for football, I think that people love the game. They still want to be involved in it. They still watch it. You know, we have thousands of women who have contacted us for our programs that want to get involved. And so we want to make sure that they can be.
What's your marker for success? Do you want 50% female head coaches? Is that where you're going?
No, our overall mission is to normalize women in football. Yeah. So what we want is for us to stop talking about the fact that that coach is female or that scout is a female, and we just want it to normalize. And so, you know, we're not putting any markers on the first female this or that. We really want to flood the pipeline with as many girls and women who want to work in football and creating representation for young girls coming up.
How did you get yourself to the NFL? I mean, we were talking before we turned the microphones on. You're Canadian. You've played some flag football up there and some other kinds of stuff. How did you get to where you are now?
Yeah, I was a girl growing up that was obsessed with the sport, played it at a young age. In Canada, girls flag and touch football is ubiquitous. It was an easy entry into the sport. And same goes for Mexico, but in the United States, that wasn't the case. And, you know, my father asked me at one point in high school what I wanted to do. And I mentioned the only thing I want to do is work in football. And so when I was in college, I applied for an internship at the NFL. And I knew I had to stand out. I had no connections. I didn't know anyone that worked in the industry. And I sent a picture of me in my full tackle football uniform. I was a quarterback. And I sent a football with my resume. And on the football, I wrote, "What other quarterback could accurately deliver a pass 386 miles, which was the distance between Montreal, where I went to school, and New York. And so, you know, it stood out. It was gimmicky, but, you know, I knew that I had to do something to show how badly I wanted it, and it worked, and I got my first internship in 2003.
Yeah, good for you. That's a great lesson. But look, let me ask you sort of a corollary question, right? For football players, the overwhelming majority of whom are male as they proceed through the high school and college and professional ranks, they get into the youth pipeline early, right? They start playing, they move up, they get bigger, stronger, faster. Is it attractive to a teenage girl to be the team manager for the high school football team and move up that way? How do you sell that?
Yeah, Kai, you just identified the number one barrier that women have to entry into football, which is boys grow up in it and girls don't.
Right, right.
And so what we're trying to do is create opportunities, you know, at the youth and high school level where they can learn the skill set that they need to develop on. And we've seen a couple instances of high schools that have brought on equal number of women to men or have started to bring on more women. So that trend is something that we're proud of.
Sam Rappaport, she's the Senior Director of Diversity and Inclusion at the National Football League. Sam, thanks a lot. I appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, Kai.